I'm Mike Farrell, and I'm the founder and host of a new podcast called The Farrell Show. And welcome to episode zero. This episode, you're going to learn the who, what, when, why, and where of the podcast. Let's get started. It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss. Carolina barbecue sauce with the slaw. I'm the safe, the cellar, and the vault. I'm the best, the effect, and the cause. I'm the law. It's the North Cat, baby, I'm a boss. Welcome to episode zero. And first of all, thank you. I appreciate you for tuning in. There are a lot of good podcasts out there, and the fact that you're giving me your time is incredible. I'm honored, and I'm stoked to be bringing this to you. So let me tell you a little bit about the show. The Farrell Show, it's a long-form interview-style podcast. It's free-form. It's a conversation where I'll be exploring the minds and experiences of talented chefs, comedians, writers, musicians, really a multitude of artists to figure out the how and why of what they do. The podcast itself, it's going to air weekly, and it's going to be available on every platform available. And the other way of this is, where do I record? I record on location, which means I travel to my guests to interview them in their homes, their studios, food commissaries, wherever they need me to be. The reason for that is I want it to be convenient for my guests, but I also want it to be comfortable. I want us to have really a chilled out and honest conversation. And the bonus really is I love a good adventure. So it's exciting for me to be able to hop on the road and travel to different locations and really get a sense of the person I'm interviewing while they're in their natural habitat. So the reason I'm doing this is really I love second acts. I love third acts, and I love creating. Yeah, my guests inspire me on a daily basis because they live their lives according to their own rules, and they're pursuing their dreams. They're making it happen. They've made sacrifices to do it, and I want to understand how they got there, and I want to understand how they overcome self-doubt because it's there. We all face it daily. And I love inspirational stories, and I appreciate those who make sacrifices and overcome obstacles in pursuit of their dreams. Frankly, I'm honored the fact that my guests would take the time out of their day to sit down with me and share their story. And so I want to share their story with you because it's valuable. So you might be asking yourself, didn't you start a podcast before? Yes, actually three. I originally had this idea for The Farrell Show in 2016. I have a friend of mine. She created the logo that you see today. Thank you, Sandy. And I sent out a message on Facebook. I was excited. And then I got scared. And I got overwhelmed. And that was that. I was self-conscious about putting content out there. And I still am, frankly. I'm working through it. And the process itself overwhelmed me. There's so much information out there. The technology, editing. I just didn't really know how to begin. And all of that froze me into inaction. And so it died. Which, hindsight now, I'm glad it did. Because shortly after that, I was actually accepted into the School of Media and Journalism at UNC Chapel Hill. And I learned all the skills necessary to launch this thing. Although that wasn't my goal of going back to school. I went back to school to learn tangible skills as a storyteller. So my second podcast during school, a couple friends and I started another one called The Last Resort, where we would help callers through a group setting, kind of, if they needed advice, we'd walk them through that. We had a photo shoot. I had another logo created. Thank you, Clean. And we did a social push. And again, we recorded two episodes that time at least. But that was that. And I was working full time. I was going to school full time. And I just didn't have the time necessary to devote to make it successful. So it ended. Fast forward a year or two. I've graduated from school this past May. And before that, I had my corporate career ended, and I found myself, I knew I wanted to do something creative. I didn't know exactly what, so I was just kind of in this stage of purgatory, if you will, knowing I wanted to create and not knowing exactly what. So I was driving to Memphis in May for a Memphis in May pork barbecue competition. I'm on a team, Lily's Q. I'm not the chef. I'm on the team, and it's awesome. But on my 10-hour drive, I was listening to a lot of podcasts, and it hit me, and something clicked, and I realized I wanted to revive the Feral Show podcast. So here we are. It's July 2019. This thing is happening. I'm committed, and I'm stoked. So my first episode is going to be with G. Yamazawa. He's a super kind and talented hip-hop artist and poetry slam champion who actually gave me permission to use his song North CAC for my intro music. Thank you, G. That's awesome. So, guys, I'm really excited to bring you all these stories of my guests, and I hope they inspire you as they do me. So let's escape domestication, dare to dream big, and live feral. Peace. I be rocking with y'all. I be off of the wall. A pit bull off the leash. I keep locking my jaws. I see a cop at the mall. I see a cop at the vault. Peter picking a fight. I can see the Viking in y'all. One of my punchlines are where your Viking off. I know I'm frightening y'all long as the mic is involved. Relocated to Cali, but I ain't like.